We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sesh, do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Ariel. I am currently based in New York, but I'm sort of working my way to Greece. I'm a certified personal trainer. I'm a group fitness instructor and a 500-hour registered yoga teacher. I have a small sort of online fitness business, and I'm mostly part yoga, part travel. That's kind of my whole deal.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of your pictures on Instagram, and you make me want to go travel.
Oh, good. I'm actually really happy to hear that. That's kind of the goal.
Unfortunately, there's nowhere to travel to.
Oh, I am going stir crazy, like I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah, no idea. So what made you want to get into health and wellness?
So when I was younger, I did theater growing up, and I loved everything about it, and I loved the feeling of inspiration that you got when you went to see a show. And I knew that I loved having that feeling of being inspired by seeing someone perform, and I wanted to be able to give that back to other people. So I moved from California, where I grew up, to New York to pursue musical theater. One thing kind of led to another. I didn't love the industry. I decided that it wasn't for me, but I still had this desire to be able to sort of forward that feeling of inspiration, and somehow I ended up in health and wellness and fitness, and it's a similar sort of thing. Weirdly, when I teach my classes, it's almost like performing, but it's still giving back this sort of positive energy and helping people to feel good about themselves and to live a nice, healthful life. So it kind of checks all of the boxes, minus the, you know, the theater part.
Well, I used to be in health and wellness as well. And then I got stuck in on a very, very, very hard science course in my major. And I wouldn't say I gave up. Here's what I literally did. I went to class, I got home, I studied, and I still failed. And I withdrew from the class.
Yeah, sometimes it only takes one sort of moment to be like, all right, let's shift. Let's go a different direction from here.
Well, it was like, I enjoyed all the other classes, like my weightlifting class, my nutrition class. My yoga class was okay until it got really weird. I had to write a 4-page paper in my yoga class, which that I thought was supposed to be relaxing, but...
A 4-page paper about what?
I don't honestly remember. I didn't even save it.
Huh, that's weird. Well, I've never asked any of my students to write a paper.
Oh, that's good, because, oh my goodness. Well, and then after that class, I just decided after the science class, I decided it started at like 24 people, then dropped down to 12.
Oh, wow.
And then 4 other people were failing along with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's just say that teacher didn't have a good reputation.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Yes, that's a pretty safe assumption to make, I think.
I'm not naming any names.
They know who they are.
So what places have you traveled around the world?
I believe I'm at 18 countries right now. I've done North America, a bunch of Europe, and I did a little time in the Middle East. I went to Oman and Dubai. There wasn't a place that I went that I didn't love. I particularly loved Greece. But it was cool. It's awesome to see cultures and things that, you know, you don't even really know exist until you go and see them. And it's been funny to be back now, because I did, I think I was gone for about 5 months and I did 15 countries in that time. And to be back now in the U.S. is interesting, because it is really different. Things are more stressful here, I guess, than traveling around. But I'm stressful. So glad. It's, well, you know, the whole world is kind of, it's a little rough right now.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Exactly.
Did you run into any like kind of bad places around the world?
You know, the one place that I will not go back to, and I'm so sad to say this, is Italy. When I was in Rome, I felt very unsafe. And I know that traveling alone as a female does pose some safety risks in general. And just traveling, you know, even in a group, you have to be mindful of where you are. But I spent a lot of time living alone in New York, and I didn't live in the best neighborhoods. I at that point had traveled relatively extensively, and I know how to hold myself when I'm out traveling and when I'm by myself in a major city. But Rome, I felt super, super unsafe. And there were a couple of times I was approached, and I knew that I don't know what the intentions were, but they weren't great. And I tried to walk away from someone at one point, and they grabbed onto my arm and wouldn't let me leave. And I've since talked to a lot of females who've traveled there by themselves, and they have a similar story where it's just not super safe to travel alone to Rome, which is really sad, because it was so beautiful and the history is incredible. But Italy is on my no-go list for future travels. I don't put it at the top of your list. Don't not go, but go with caution. Go with friends for sure.
That sounds like the movie Taken all over again.
Oh, you can't even tell you how many times my dad was like, I keep watching Taken and Locked Up Abroad. And I'm like, Dad, please, I'm going to be fine.
I only watched that movie maybe 20 times, and probably quoted that same line over and over and over again. Yep. Unfortunately, I can't repeat it because it's probably copyrighted.
Oh, definitely. They'll come for you.
And then they probably take me too.
Right.
Taken 4. We don't need any more Takens.
No, there's enough stress in the world right now. We don't need to add to it.
Well, what do you think, out of all the places you went to, what is your probably most favorite place?
It's a tight tie between Athens, Greece, and Muscat, Oman. They're just both so beautiful, and the people are so kind and so warm. I grew up in California. California is always home for me. They both felt a bit like California, and that's something that I really liked. But with Greece, I'm a vegan as well. That's part of my whole thing. Greece, I found to be very vegan friendly, which is sort of surprising based on the culture there. But I felt just so at home. And when I traveled, I spent a couple of weeks in Greece I left my things there to do 2 weeks around Europe to hit other countries, and then I came back to Greece. And after I had done that 2 weeks of traveling around and I flew back to Athens, when the plane landed, I had this feeling of, oh, I'm home. You know, I've landed home. And that feeling is just so nice. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to move to Greece. And so now I'm moving to Greece.
Was it hard for you to come back to the U.S.?
It was really weird because I came back right as the coronavirus started to get very widespread. So I traveled through Manila in the Philippines. I was one of like three people not in a mask. And this was before it really had even hit the U.S. So it was bizarre to do that. I was a little bit in limbo when I came back.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to create your own podcast.
And then I came back to live with my dad, which is a little step back as an adult. it's definitely an adjustment. There are major comforts and major benefits to living in the U.S. and I do love the comforts that I get here, but it is different. I mean, they're completely different worlds. So happy to be back, but also ready to leave.
I wish I could leave.
I'm very lucky. I take time to be grateful every day that I am able to just leave, just find a new country.
It'd be nice to go to a new country right now. I'm tired of sitting in New Jersey. And there's absolutely like only 50% of the boardwalk is open, and where the rides are, the owner of the whole boardwalk is he's charging for people to get not even get onto the rides yet. He's starting to charging people to get onto the pier with the rides, and it's like, I'm not paying you just to browse the rides,
just to walk and see them with my eyes. Yeah,
yeah. I look at the distance from afar.
Right, for free.
I was like, I've been here for since I come down since I was a baby. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I pretty much know my whole way around anyway.
Right, right.
You know, maybe I'll get one of those flying drones.
Oh, I want one of those so bad. That would be so cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give everybody a digital tour.
That's awesome. Hand out little screens, little headphones, and.
And right, you see, over here, you see. Oh wait, it just shut down.
Here you see another empty ride.
Yeah, it's not doing anything. He's charging for empty rides now.
That's so bizarre. And I was reading today, they've shut down a lot of the part of California that I'm from. They started to open back up and the governor just said, nope, close it back down. So it's weird. Idea.
And you can't really even listen to the CDC either. They mm-hmm. get their stuff wrong.
Right. Yeah.
They're experts though.
Yeah, it's such a weird, bizarre time, and it's impossible for anybody to plan anything because nobody knows where we're going to go from here or what's going to happen. And I know, myself included, a lot of people who teach any form of fitness can't teach right now in person. I think I read that gyms and yoga studios and dance studios and things like that are on the very top of the list for highest rate of transmission, which makes sense if you're, you know, breathing heavily and sweating. And it's hard. Teaching online is great, but there's a difference to teaching online than there is in person. And it's, you know, what do you tell your clients? I want you to live, so please don't come over.
Exactly. My sensei had to, when he reopened his dojo, he had to, he basically put in all the like new vents and everything, mm-hmm. like kitchen grade, bacterial suction vents, and he installed something else. And he's like, yeah, now everything, it's clean air and clean everything. And like, I know he's doing his best, but right now I'm staying on all the Zoom classes because I'm down at the shore mm-hmm. for the summer because my parents are trying to sell our other house, just mm-hmm. to downsize. And yeah, I'm just like, no thanks. I don't want to go back yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think for a lot of us teachers and even students, it's, you want to stay healthy by continuing to work out, but you potentially are doing the exact opposite of that by going to a class, but it's hard. You miss the friendships and the camaraderie that comes with that. And, it's weird. People have had to shift in ways that I don't think anybody was ever anticipating was even a possibility for this world.
Yeah, I even said I know from my my karate class on Zoom, it's really different because they shut off the microphones on our end, so no one hears any background noise. Mm-hmm. But and like you said, you don't get the camaraderie, but mm-hmm. but you can still hear everything on the other side, and so I kind of still feel like I'm there. Mm-hmm. But I feel better that I can still do it as long as I'm in my house, and mm-hmm. even though he's open up again, there's only a certain amount of spots per class, so
right.
I can't just drop in and show up like I used to.
Yeah, that's another thing that I've found, and I've been teaching online for several years, so I have a relatively extensive background in it, but it's weird because I'm shifting now my personal training clients online, and there's like this, you lose a lot between, you know, when you put a screen essentially in between you two and to say, okay, well, now turn to the side, now turn to the back, and let me see you from this way, let me see you from that way. And it's.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I'm thankful that we live in a time where all of this can migrate online, but it's still weird. It's still sort of like this weird parallel universe that we're living in.
What made you want to go to a vegan lifestyle anyway?
Several years ago, I did this, I don't know, it was like a 3-week health cleanse, but just wanted to try it out, lose a little bit of weight. And so we did it, and it slowly progresses you from, a standard American diet to a vegan diet over the course of the 3 weeks. And then you can decide what you do at the end of it. So the first time I did it, I was like, oh, I don't really need meat. That's not something that I require for my diet. So I went vegetarian. And when I was about 14 years old, I had this weird heart thing. I saw a bunch of different cardiologists. I've had been on different kinds of medication for it. I even had heart surgery at one time, and I never got a diagnosis. I never got any sort of direction as to what the issue was, what the potential side effects were, how to fix it. But I noticed as I started to change my diet, when I went vegetarian, the issue, the weird things that were happening with my heart diminished pretty significantly. And after a little less than a year of being vegetarian, I thought, well, you know, it's not that big of a jump to go vegan, so let me try that. And I went vegan, and now the whatever it was, because I never got an actual diagnosis, it's virtually gone. And so it's something that I was eating, some animal product that I was consuming was causing issues in my body. And when I cut them out, it went away. And so it sort of stuck with me. Then right about the same time, I started to do my yoga teacher training. And there's this idea in yoga, it's called ahimsa, and it translates to nonviolence and sort of expands to compassion and kindness towards all living creatures. And to me, that means vegan. So now I have a vegan diet. I don't buy, you know, leather and things like that. Even the tattoos I get, I make sure that the ink is vegan, because that's not always vegan. And so it just stuck, and it just felt natural. And now it's sort of like the basis, I guess, for everything I do, is this idea of ahimsa, of compassion and kindness. So now here I am four or five years later, and still going strong.
I don't think I could do something like that.
It always seems much harder than you think. Like this morning, I actually just posted it on my Instagram. I had waffles for breakfast with vegan eggs and vegan sausage, and the taste is different. You can't eat, you know, a vegan alternative to something and expect it to taste exactly the same, but it's pretty great. And there are so many options. Like I eat cheese every day, vegan cheese every day. I don't find that I'm lacking for anything. To go from point A to point B can seem like a big jump, but I don't know. I thought it was great. I like it. And now I travel for vegan food, and it's just an excuse to go explore the world, just to go eat more delicious things.
Yeah, well, that might be a long time before you can go back out again.
Well, yeah. Well, now I'm eating the vegan things in my home, and I'll just, you know, pretend I'm traveling.
You know, you need one of those green screens.
You know what? I feel like that would be a great investment for my life. It's really hard to run a travel blog when no one's allowed to leave their house.
Green screen, here we come. So you run your own, how many clients do you have for your personal training?
That is a little bit up in the air right now. Before I started to travel, I had about five. Primarily I do, group trainings, but it's most of my clientele is older. They're 60 and above. And so to say to them, we're going to train on the internet, they're like, that's not a thing. So it's a little rough to get them transitioned. But as I travel, as I'm sort of, you know, reorganizing my life, I'm shifting more towards the podcast that I run and doing a little more one-on-one yoga therapy based things. So slowly personal training is sort of, you know, pushing off for me. I just find with my client base, it's not as seamless as I want it to be to pull it online. So, you know, as a business person, you have to shift and decide where your time is better spent. And so now I'm sort of exploring the yoga therapy side of it. But I'm still in schooling for that. So that's, you know, a little slower than I want, but.
You make everything look so easy though.
Well, it's a farce. It's not true, but thank you. It's, I think the best part about it, and I do have to say, I'm in a very, I'm definitely in a place of privilege to be able to, experiment a lot with my business and to have the ability to travel and to afford to be able to, you know, sort of find my footing as an entrepreneur. But I it's fun. My dad always said when we were young to go out and fail. And I always thought, like, what a weird thing for a parent to say to a kid. You would think that you would want your child to succeed. And as time went on and as I got older, I started to realize that success and learning come from failure. And if you never, ever fail, you're not really learning anything. So I've made it my goal to try as many things as I possibly can. And if they fail, it's almost a cause for celebration because I've learned all of the reasons why that failed and what needs to change to move forward. So it's, I mean, and maybe it comes off as looking easy, but it's really, it's fun for me. And I'm lucky that I get to see a bunch of failures as fun. I think it's sort of a valuable life lesson to be able to say, all right, well, that was a total disaster, but here's what I learned. And let's, you know, well, we'll try this next thing. Maybe that'll work. Maybe not.
Okay. I think I'm going to have you back on this podcast to give me some tips on this.
It took a long time. I spent my entire childhood thinking my dad hated me because he wanted me to fail. But you start to, it's really like a total mindset shift to just, it's just this little flip of a switch. And when you get it figured out, it's freeing and it's super liberating. And it's weird though. It's unusual. It's not like a normal thought pattern to be like, oh, well, this was a huge disaster. Cool. What can I learn from it? It's sometimes you even need to take a day and just be sad, you know, that something didn't work or disappointed that what you thought was going to be your success is not. But to get to that point of, okay, well, what are my takeaways? What are my lessons learned here is, it's really life-changing, and you can apply it to every part of your life. It doesn't have to be, you know, business specifically. It can be, you know, relationships or friendships or studies or vacations even.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It takes a minute to get there, but it's worth trying.
Well, I probably have to admit this now that it only took me 9 times just to get a website up and running.
But how much did you learn from those first 8? A ton, right? So the 9th time that you did it, you're so far ahead of the game because you have that history of failure and learning.
Well, I knew one thing, that I will never use WordPress ever again.
Oh, do not. No, everybody run from WordPress. I'm on it and I want to rip my hair out. Oh.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Why did you pick Compassion as My Compass as your business name?
It goes back directly to the practice of ahimsa, compassion and kindness. so I one of my tattoos is the Sanskrit word, and it just, because it was so intertwined with my set of morals, I use ahimsa as my moral compass. So smush it all together, you get compassion as my compass. Which is a mouthful, I realize, for a business name, but there's only so many websites available. So I had slim pickings.
It's not too long. How long is that anyway?
It takes a minute to write out, for sure.
Oh, well, even somebody said that about Crazy Fitness Guy, and yet here I am.
No, I think it's good, because yours is super memorable, and it's not 12,000 letters long, which is great.
Just out of curiosity, how many clients do you say you would have in total?
Presently less than 10. It's a super bizarre time for my business with the travel and the relocation, getting time zones to line up when I was traveling was an absolute nightmare. But I'm freshly on a new platform called Moxie, Moxie. And it's a way to stream classes, essentially. And all of the classes are listed publicly, which is a new venture for me. So with that, and I'm only a week in, it hasn't been very long at all. But it's pulling in new clients for every class, only about one or two new clients per class. But it's definitely interesting. I highly recommend taking Moxie. A lot of the classes are donation based or free, so you don't have to pay for them. Less great for an instructor, more great for the student. But it's a weird limbo time for me. I'm definitely doing not specifically a rebrand, but a total directional change. Because to live in Europe and to have a client base mostly in the US, even between coasts is difficult. A 3-hour time difference for a morning class is a big deal. So less than 10 now, hopefully a million by next year.
May I'll get a million subscribers, that'd be nice.
It would. Then you just send them over to my Moxie page and we'll hang out.
is it a user friendly platform?
I think so. Don't ask my mom, because she had a really hard time. She was really cranky about it.
Parents?
Well, I know I wasn't gonna say that to her, but I implied it. I think it's great. It's interactive, but it sort of controls the volume for you. I previously was teaching on Zoom, and it's just a little, I don't know, it's a little harder to get everything organized on Zoom, I found. You as an instructor pay a fee of the or a percentage of the money you make. You are not paying a monthly fee, which is really great for people that are starting out and you don't have a lot of money to burn. I highly recommend it. I think it's great, but there's a ton of competition for it too. There's a ton of sites that are very similar. So if you're teaching, if you're thinking about teaching, start with Moxie. It's great. I highly recommend it. The customer service is exceptional, but there's at least 5 other major platform options for you. But it's a good way to pull in new clients that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Oh, well, that's good to know. May I write that down later?
Yeah, it's moxie.xyz. So it's a whole bunch of weird letters all shoved together.
Isn't that pretty much every brand, though?
And as people are running out of .com, the endings are getting unique.
.net.
.net, .org, .tv.
And then you have the abbreviated ones on social media, .za. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and then you travel and you find that other countries don't necessarily use .com. It's like .ca, .gr. Oh, God, I need like a whole booklet to remember this.
Somebody needs to write a blog post about this.
It's true. I'll put that on my to-do list for today.
Yeah, send it to me when you're done.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Well, it's on WordPress, so don't hold your breath. I might not be able to get it up.
And that's true. It might fall off.
It's true. It's going to just go off into Never Never Land.
The Twilight Zone.
Right.
I'm during the Twilight Zone. I just quoted them. Whoops. I'll take it on my podcast. Send me. What do you think is one that, you know, the hardest times before of running your own business before the whole coronavirus? That's just extra.
Well, yeah, that's its own beast. I think finding, at least for me, finding my footing has been the most difficult part. There's a lot of things that I'm passionate about that I want to be able to sort of integrate into my business, but there is such a thing as too much. So it's been a couple of years of me looking at all of the things that I love, that I want to be able to do, and sort of cutting ties almost with the things that don't really work. It's while I do have the mindset of failures or opportunities for learning, it's still hard sometimes to know that I'm however many years in now, and I'm not like the wild, crazy success that I had hoped I would be at this point. But it's, you know, companies don't start that way. Apple, Google, Weight Watchers, nobody started their business and then was an instant success. But you don't really hear about the beginning difficult part. So it's this being able to find your footing and keep going when it's hard and when you're not hitting the milestones that you want, I think were the biggest and still are the biggest challenges for me. But it's, you know, I know that this is where I want to be. I know that this is what I want to do. And it's just a matter of failing and shifting and failing and shifting until I do find that success. Some days easier than others, but it's interesting. It's definitely an interesting journey. It is not for the weak of heart. That's for sure.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
So you're saying that you're doing too many things at once. I only run like 20 different social media platforms.
You know, it's so hard. And it's so hard to be like, I know that YouTube is a big one. Like everybody needs a YouTube channel. And I know that that's something that I need to do. But it's as an entrepreneur, you need to be able to say, now is not the time. I don't have all these other things organized right now, so I gotta wait a minute. And that forcing myself to wait a minute is super hard.
I know how that feeling goes. Yeah. Every time when I find a new tool, I feel like I just jump right in, and I was like, "Ooh, I'm gonna go do this." And unfortunately, I just did that and now have 18 plus social media accounts.
Yeah, it's hard. And it's when you get to a point where you can start to outsource, that's great. And you can have a bunch of platforms, but it's hard too in the beginning when you're getting yourself set up to know you need these, let's say 15 things, and you want to be able to build them all at the same time and at the same pace. But it's, you know, that's not how it works. Like companies have huge departments to do all of these different things. And when you're a solo person, you are all of those departments in one.
Yeah. I wear 6 million different hats. Every
single day. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I can't balance.
Exactly.
Yoga is what, bro? I can't balance with all these hats.
It's definitely an exercise.
What do you think? what do you think you most enjoy about running your own business?
That's tough. There's a lot of parts of it that I really love. just to be like super honest, I like that I'm in charge. Like nobody's telling me what to do. That is super appealing. I worked very, very briefly at a gym in the town that I live in now. And I had a couple of personal training clients. I wasn't there for very long. And one of the women that I just loved, we became friends immediately when we started training together. She left one day without re-signing. And this gym was very expensive. The prices they charge for personal trainings are astronomical. And she's, a retiree. Her income is very limited, and she was unable to re-sign at that time. So she walks out the door, and my manager immediately grabbed me and pulled me aside and said, "You just let $450 walk out the door." And I thought, she has a name. Her name is Diana. Here's her financial situation. When she gets that sorted, if she decides she wants to come back, then she'll re-sign. But it was this idea of, people at the gym were not seeing the gym goers as individuals. They were seeing them as dollar signs. And that felt so nasty to me that I was out. I quit the next day and I started my own business. And I'm not going to be a part of something that doesn't follow my set of morals. And I don't view people as paychecks. I view them as people because that's my job. And that's what I'm all about. So to not have to face a situation like that again, where there's a total discrepancy in what the goal is, I think is the most appealing part of having your own business. And there's a lot of hard stuff that comes with it. But to me, it's worth all of the difficulties to be able to say, I see you as a person. I don't see you as a dollar sign because I can't support that. I can't back that. So that I think to me is my most favorite part, the most appealing part.
Gee, no wonder why we get along very well, because I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally don't like that every single company,
mm-hmm.
well, let me rephrase that. Not every single company is like that, but maybe a big handful,
mm-hmm.
maybe two big handfuls of companies are like that, especially Planet Fitness
mm-hmm.
recently just did that to customers that since they can't even go to the gym, they kept on charging people.
Wow. Yeah, that's
really nice.
And, it can be argued that that is a way to run a business and it does make you money, but you have to decide as an individual, can you support that? Are you okay with that? And if the answer is yes, then do whatever you want. But if you want to have a true human experience, I think. And if you want to be a good moral person, you have to treat people with compassion. And you don't do that by not knowing their name, knowing them only for the size of the personal training package they buy.
Exactly. Yeah. Just recently I had I'm not going to say any names, a company, called me by the wrong name, and I was voicing a complaint about intellectual property theft, and they called me by a different name that I don't know how they even got that name mixed up, even though I introduced myself within like the first 10 words of the email. And I was like, well, that person can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they really only saw me as just a complaining customer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And not really an actual person. And mm-hmm. they're just like, oh, well, we don't really care about who you are. And I kind of feel like that's kind of what I based my brand on a little bit, that
mm-hmm.
I'm basically trying to keep everything like up in front of my website. So you know what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's what I collect. Here's what I don't collect. Here's everything is out in the open. this is free, this is paid, this, there's no gimmicks, there's no tricks, it's not hidden, it's in plain view. Transparency right. is key.
Well, and when you have solid customer service like that, people are going to notice and they're going to care. I think that everybody listening now can think of a time when they've had a great customer service experience, and you remember that, and you get brand loyalty when you feel like you're a valued person. And that's how I want my clients to feel. I want them to feel like they're part of my family, they're part of my circle. And maybe that slows me down in terms of earning potential in the beginning, but it's I'm not going to sell my morals for a paycheck.
I can't sleep at night if I'm
absolutely
that kind of a person.
Right Yeah,
especially I'll give you one more example of this. I had a little hiccup on social media of sharing one of my I allowed guest posts on my website, and mm-hmm. and apparently I only had an affiliate disclaimer. I didn't have the health and wellness disclaimer out in person. And someone said that this should have been stated, this and this. And I said to the person, you're absolutely right. I should have. I don't know everything about internet law. I never claimed that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. If I did, I'd be a lawyer. and probably making a boatload of money.
Right.
But I said to the person, you're absolutely right. And now what I've been doing for many, many months, I've been going back through all my posts, even the poorly written posts that I'm going to redo. And I'm by really poorly, the titles don't even make sense. The paragraphs are just horribly written. It is thrown together like I thought I knew how to write a blog post. And I admit that because, you know, it's too... I can't lie about how bad it is. It's just bad.
The learning curve posts. Everybody's got them.
Yeah. Everything from 2000... I think maybe at the end of 2019 into 2020 are my great posts, but then probably middle 2019 to 2017 is terrible.
Yeah.
That's a steep learning curve.
Oh, we've all got it. We all go at different paces.
Every time when I see all your posts on social media, it's kind of funny. And it's like, I don't think she ever makes a mistake.
That's so funny you say that. It is absolute chaos behind the scenes. You just see like smoke is coming out of my head as I craft these posts, and I'm like crying to my friends, like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm glad that nobody knows that part. Well, not until now, at least, I guess.
Hey, you know, if I could say that everything runs perfectly on from my end, I'd be lying.
Well, I think anybody would. Even these big, massive companies, even, you know, big influencers, even. I don't think anybody like actually knows what they're doing.
Well, it's just like I had a newsletter scheduled to come out July 1st. Well. I came back from my 9-day vacation. It wasn't sent out. And my lovely newsletter company, I'm not going to name any names. I really want to. but they lost my email on me, the newsletter on me. And I was like, I want a conversation. They're like, we have to wait for higher up support to get back to us. And it's like, is that an excuse to not give me something for free that you lost?
Right. Yeah.
Apparently then they don't want to give me something for free.
Yeah.
So one more question before we wrap up. Do you think, could you ever see yourself ever not running your own business?
I think the only time that would happen if I just found like a suitcase full of money and I didn't have to work anymore. I don't personally, and there's nothing wrong with this. It's just not for me. I don't think that I could ever work for somebody else again. I could maybe see myself doing some sort of collaboration, but I like being in charge. I like kind of knowing that things are going to go a way that is acceptable to me. And the way that that happens is I'm in charge. And you know, with that, I accept the potentially incredible difficulties that come with that. But I never want to put myself in a position where I'm not valued and my clients are not valued. So for me, that means I run my own business until I get super rich. And then I'm just going to like live on a yacht or something super cool.
Well, where can people find you on social media?
On Instagram, compassion.as.my.compass, long, or my website, compassionasmycompass.com. My podcast as well, under the same name, Compassion as My Compass.
Do you have any other last few words you want to talk
about? Embrace failure. I think those are my final thought. Find a way to embrace it. It's hard. It's a journey. You're going to mess it up a bunch of times. Life is hard. Don't let it be harder than it needs to be. And if you can take something that's maybe not ideal and find a positive in it, I think it's worth a little effort to do so.
Boy, are you sure you don't want to just work for my podcast from now on? Because you make it so... You put everything in so much better than I do.
Oh, on the outside. On the inside, still chaos. Constant chaos.
I think maybe at the end of the year, I get you back on because I enjoy all of this time with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this was awesome. This was a lot of fun.
And honestly, I was on your podcast, was it 2 years ago, a year ago?
About a year ago. Yeah, you were one of my firsts, and I just passed a year, maybe like a month or two ago.
Jeez, I've only been up and running for my podcast, only been up for 3 months.
Ah, so you're in the good stages. This is the fun part.
Well, I hope I can stay in touch with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely do.
I'm glad that you were able to make it. It felt like it was an eternity to get you on here.
It was moving. It's been chaos. My life is chaos right now.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. I think the whole world is kind of chaos right now.
Well, have fun packing.
Thank you. I will. I'll talk to you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.